The Lexus and the Olive Tree.
Once you recognize that globalization is the international system that has replaced the Cold War system, is this all you need to know to explain world affairs today? Well, not quite. Globalization is what is new, and if the world were made up just of microchips and markets, you could probably rely on globalization to explain almost everything. But alas, the world is made up of microchips and markets and men and women, with all their peculiar habits, traditions, longings, and unpredictable aspirations. So world affairs today can only be explained as the interaction between what is as new as an internet website and what is as old as a gnarled olive tree on the banks of the River Jordan. I first started thinking about this while riding on a train in Japan in May 1992, eating a sushi box dinner and traveling at 180 miles per hour. I was in Tokyo on a reporting assignment and had arranged to visit the Lexus luxury car factory outside Toyota City, south of Tokyo. It was one of the most memorable tours I've ever taken. At that time, the factory was producing 300 Lexus sedans each day, made by 66 human beings and 310 robots. From what I could tell, the human beings were there mostly for quality control. Only a few of them were actually screwing in bolts or soldering parts together. The robots were doing all the work. There were even robotic trucks that hauled materials around the floor and could sense when a human was in their path and would beep, beep, beep at them to move. After touring the factory, I went back to Toyota City and boarded the bullet train for the ride back to Tokyo. The bullet train is aptly named, for it has both the look and feel of a speeding bullet. As I nibbled away on one of those sushi dinner boxes you can buy in any Japanese train station, I was reading that day's International Herald Tribune, and a story caught my eye on the top right corner of page 3. It was about the daily State Department briefing. State Department spokeswoman Margaret D. Tutwiler had given a controversial interpretation of a 1948 United Nations resolution relating to the right of return for Palestinian refugees to Israel. I don't remember all the details, but whatever her interpretation was, it had clearly agitated both the Arabs and the Israelis and sparked a furor in the Middle East, which this story was reporting about. So there I was, speeding along at 180 miles an hour on the most modern train in the world, reading this story about the oldest corner of the world. And the thought occurred to me, you know, these Japanese, whose Lexus factory I had just visited, and whose train I was riding, were building the greatest luxury car in the world with robots. And over here on the top of page 3 of the Herald Tribune, the people with whom I had lived for so many years in Beirut and Jerusalem, whom I knew so well, were still fighting over who owned which olive tree. It struck me then that the Lexus and the olive tree were actually pretty good symbols of this post-Cold War era. Half the world seemed to be emerging from the Cold War intent on building a better Lexus, dedicated to modernizing, streamlining, and privatizing their economies in order to thrive in the era of globalization. And half the world, sometimes half the same country, sometimes half the same person, was still caught up in the fight over who owns which olive tree. Hey, olive trees are important. They represent everything that roots us, anchors us, identifies us, and locates us in this world, whether it be belonging to a family, a community, a tribe, a nation, a religion, or, most of all, a place called home. Olive trees are what give us the warmth of family, the joy of individuality, the intimacy of personal rituals, the depth of private relationships, as well as the confidence and security to reach out and encounter others. We fight so intensely at times over our olive trees because at their best, they provide the feelings of self-esteem and belonging that are as essential for human survival as food in the belly. At worst, though, when taken to excess, an obsession with our olive trees leads us to forge identities, bonds, and communities based on the exclusion of others. And at their very worst, when these obsessions really run amok, as with the Nazis in Germany or the Serbs in Yugoslavia, they lead to the extermination of others.